First reading is from Acts chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Are not all these men who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in his own native language? Parthians, Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, 'What does this mean?' Some, however, made fun of them and said, 'They've had too much wine.' Then Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and addressed the crowd."
"Fellow Jews, and all of you who live in Jerusalem, let me explain this to you. Listen carefully to what I say. These men are not drunk, as you suppose. It's only 9 in the morning. No. This is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. 'In the last days,' God says, 'I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved."
The second reading is taken from Isaiah 30, verses 21. "Whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, 'This is the way, walk in it.'"
Good morning. What you see today before you is a culmination of years of work. Basically, the Holy Spirit came on me the very day that the guardian angel, or the living Christ, came out of the crowd and said, "Don't do it, think of the family." Now, when you think about that and where I've come from, you can see what the Holy Spirit can do for you. Most people here have been throughout our whole journey. And it's been, as you all know, it's been a roller coaster. When the guardian angel came out of the crowd, from that moment on, I've never walked alone. And as soon as he did that, I thought to myself, there must be more than this. If you open the door to Jesus Christ, you will never walk alone. That is his personal promise to each and every one of us. And I was led to this verse from 2 Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9. "He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own great purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time." Have you ever thought to yourself what it would be like to meet Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is standing before you right now. What would your response be? Would you be overawed? Would you fall at his feet and worship? Or would you be like me, probably stutter and wonder what's going on? What should I say to this person? Just like the very day I met my beautiful wife, she's been with me for most of my life, standing side by side through the joys and happiness, but also through the adversities. I've never been a confident person, so standing before you isn't easy, but I know that the Holy Spirit will carry me through. This picture on the screen, if we can have the first one. Yeah. The Light of the World by Holman Hunt. It speaks of volumes just in that picture. You have to open the door to Jesus. He's not demanding, he's just knocking on the door. If you want to let him in, let him in. Because as soon as you do, your life changes. That's what's happened to me. Now, there might be a few boos on this bit, but this song has constantly been in my life from very young. You'll never walk alone. And I'm going to read it to you, because there's so many parts of this song that speaks. The Bible says so much about it when you look at it and read it word for word. The Bible is telling you that you will never walk alone. You've got the Holy Trinity with you forever. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on, with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on, with hope in your heart, and you will never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Now, another fine example is the footprints in the sand. One night a man had a dream. He dreamed he was walking along the beach with the Lord, and across the sky flashed scenes from his life. For each scene he noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one set belonging to him and the other to the Lord. When the last scene of his life flashed before them, he looked back at the footprints in the sand and noticed that many times along the path of his life, there was only one set of footprints. He also noticed that it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in his life. This really bothered him, and he questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I've noticed that during my troublesome times in my life, I see only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I need you most, you should leave me. The Lord replied, "My precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never, ever leave you during your times of trial and suffering. When you looked back on the journey of your life and saw only one set of footprints, it was then that I carried you." I mean, how much does that mean? Everyone in this room has been through hardship and pain. And to know that the Lord is carrying you through that pain is the best gift that you could ever receive. There's many examples of the link between You'll Never Walk Alone and the Bible. When Jesus spoke again to the people, He said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows Me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and God's grace was so powerfully at work in them all. Acts 4, verse 33. But if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And the disciples were filled with joy with the Holy Spirit. Acts 13, verse 52. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on them, as He had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord had said, "John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit." So if God gave them the same gift He gave us, who believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way? When they heard this, they had no further objections and praised God, saying, "So then, even to Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to the life." Acts 11, verses 15 to 18. Now, I've put a prayer in at this stage, so if you would just pray. Just listen to this. O God, the King of glory, You have exalted Your only Son, Jesus Christ, with great triumph to Your kingdom in heaven. We beseech You, leave us not comfortless, but send Your Holy Spirit to strengthen us and exalt us to the place where our Saviour, Jesus Christ, is gone before, who is alive and reigns with You in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, there must be more than this. That song that Jane picked, "Consuming Fire." I love this verse. "Consuming fire, fan into flames a passion for Your name. Spirit of God falling in this place. Lord, have Your way. Fill us anew, we pray. Fill us anew, we pray." The Pentecost, the Holy Spirit coming to the disciples after the disciples doubting Jesus all this time through His journey. But they get to this final act where Jesus says, "I will ascend to heaven, and then the gift of the Holy Spirit will come to you." Well, they were waiting for that to happen. And when it happened, it was so big and powerful. The flames separating to each individual, like he is with all of us. Each individual person is required for a purpose through God's grace. Does anyone remember the first time the Holy Spirit came to them? Now, I meant to ask Pauline's permission, but I'm sure she won't mind. There's me thinking the Holy Spirit's going to come in. He comes to me, puts His bag down, and He thinks, "My goodness, what have I got to do here?" He's thinking, "Look at this, I'm not even going in that dark room over there." But when I spoke to Pauline about it, Pauline Butcher, she said to me, she said, "The Holy Spirit loves you. He just really loves you, and He loves doing that. That is His purpose in life, to transform us from the person we were." Because our transformation isn't from the heart, because the heart is what God is looking for. God knows when people have a good heart. He chooses them because of that. What's in here has been tarnished by the world, and he can correct that. This last part of it with the you'll never walk alone picture behind me, is I want you all to close your eyes. I had this vision and I want to transfer it to you all. Imagine yourselves walking along in a desolate space. You're walking along, kicking the ashes up from the ground. As you're walking along, all of a sudden, a man walks alongside you. He doesn't look at you, but he's walking in the same direction. He stays at your pace. All of a sudden, you come to a great chasm, a great ravine. You look at the person next to you, he still doesn't look at you. You turn back to the chasm in front of you. It's now 10 times deeper than it was when you first saw it. On the other side, you can see the glory of the world. You can see a light shining, you see green, you see pastures, you can see trees, you can see birds, you can see animals. You can see all the glory and wonders of the world on the other side. But you're thinking to yourself, how can I get there? How can I possibly get there? You look at the man beside you and he's grinning. And then you look down at the ravine. At the bottom of the ravine, there's all man's creation. The brand new cars, the beautiful new house you'd like, jewelry, the brand new phone you'd like, new clothes, all designer stuff. The man next to you leaps into the ravine. He does it with the style of a gymnast. He lands perfectly at the bottom of the ravine and looks at you. He's smiling now. Then you notice who he is. He is the devil. The devil enticing you into that ravine. But on the other side, you so desperately want to get to the other side. Doesn't matter if any disability. No, that's no problem at all to you, because your blind faith will take you across. So you go towards a ravine and you leap. As you leap, an eagle swoops and carries you across. He glides to the other side. On the other side of the ravine, there's Jesus with his arms open wide, ready to catch each and every one of us. Remember, you'll never walk alone. My sense of humour here now. The transformation to the light side is now complete. It may never be completed, but we're well on a journey of completion. Let's finish with prayer. Glorious Trinity, make your presence known in this place through our worship, our prayer, the reading of your word, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, within whose unity lies all that is you, perfect love, justice, peace and power. As we gather here today, your body, your church, throughout this world, fill our outstretched hearts with your spirit. Encircle us with your love. Make yourself known to us in new ways, exciting ways, challenging ways, empowering us, inspiring us. Glorious Trinity. Amen.